As the coronavirus shuts down the NBA, baseball spring training, and the National Hockey League, consider the predicament of ESPN. When sporting events are suspended indefinitely, what's the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in sports to do? NPR's David Folkenflik breaks it down.
During the great lockdown of 2020, many millions of Americans would like nothing more than the diversion of watching their favorite professional and college teams. But those teams are shut down too. For ESPN, a network defined by broadcasting, covering, and endlessly analyzing those games, their disappearance has sent ratings sharply down, and network executives scrambling to fill the time. That NBA playoff game on ESPN, it might just be from 5 years ago.
And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
ESPN is pulling old documentaries off the shelves, profiles, features, highlight reels, and it's drawing inspiration from how it was spoofed in the Ben Stiller sports comedy Dodgeball.
It's the Las Vegas International Dodgeball, open here on ESPN 8. The Ocho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999.
ESPN is embracing the satiric Ocho brand by broadcasting old cherry spitting contests, marble races, and even this improbable competition.
The goal, lift this 260-pound rock as many times over your head in 1 minute.
Two of ESPN's brightest stars help explain what life is like inside the network.
My name is Jeremy Schapp, and I host a couple of shows called Outside the Lines and E60.
My name is Mina Kimes. I'm a senior writer at ESPN, where I'm the host of ESPN Daily, the Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny, and appear as an analyst on several of our TV shows.
Schapp and Kimes have been grappling with the same new reality confronting ESPN.
I mean, we have the rights, obviously, to the NBA, NFL rights, Major League Baseball rights. We have some digital NHL rights. We have soccer leagues from all over the world. You know, there's not much that ESPN doesn't show. It's a lot of stuff, which, of course, now is not going to be taking place.
With our daily podcast, for example, we are doing some stories on the news. And by the news, I mean how coronavirus is affecting sports. And I try to find ways to talk about it every day. But I also think they want to hear about other things right now. Normalcy is escapist. That sounds crazy and contradictory, but I think it's true when it comes to sports.
Kimes' specialty is professional football. She had a burst of good fortune news-wise. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady announced last week he was leaving New England, which is a bit akin to Theodore Roosevelt departing Mount Rushmore.
It was a little bit surreal because we talked about that. We're continuing to talk about that on all of my shows. Even with the knowledge that no one really knows, you know, when the NFL or any other sport is coming back.
Meanwhile, mindful of edicts for people to stay home, ESPN is reinventing what shows look like and what shows sound like on the fly.
My basement right now, well, there's a lot of kids' toys. The biggest concern is getting to the chair for the shot and not stepping on any Legos.
Studio is a generous word to describe where I'm at now, which is in my home office, which it was the last room in my house I decorated, and many people have commented on how sparse it is. I tried to put some objects behind me to make it look a little bit more, homey, and now I'm being told it looks like a college dorm room.
If you've got a good internet connection, you know, I'm doing TV from the basement, I'm doing radio from wherever, broadcast quality audio, we've got FaceTime, we've got Skype. The question is, what are we going to keep talking about?
David Folkenflik, NPR News.